Welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so wonderful to be with you once again. I'm so excited about this morning and about what we are going to be sharing with you for these few days. I'm going to be sharing concerning resurrection from the dead. There's something like that in the Bible, and I want us to examine it in its various forms and in its various shades. So for the next few days, we'll be talking about resurrections from the dead. And today we are talking about Jesus, the first fruits of the resurrection. I love Jesus so much. You know, when Jesus was alive, when he was here on earth, and he was ministering to the people, he always made them know the reason why he had come. The Bible says that for God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten son. You see, he gave his only begotten son. Now, he didn't give him for nothing. He gave him so that he might die. You see, but Jesus was not to just die. He was to die and come out of the grave. Hallelujah. And Jesus gave indications of his death and gave indications of how he was going to come out of the dead before he even died. You know, there was a day he was talking to some of the Pharisees and the scribes, and they asked him a question in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. They asked him, "Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." You see, Jesus spoke about his death. He says, "I'll be in the earth for 3 days." You see, Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 solid days. And Jesus typified his death and how it was going to be, and his coming back to life with that of Jonah. Hallelujah. But apart from that, Jesus said so many other things concerning his own death. It was even prophesied before he came. When you read in Psalm 16, verse 10, the Bible says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption." David was not writing concerning himself. David was writing concerning Jesus. It is, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption." Hallelujah. And he was not suffered to see corruption. Jesus mentioned concerning himself, said, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." There was a day he was talking to Mary and Martha because their brother Lazarus had died. And Jesus went there, and when he got there, they were all crying and weeping. And Jesus said to them in John 11:25, so Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection. I am." He made them know. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" So Jesus did die, and he did come out of the grave. Hallelujah. He spoke about it himself. You see, it was spoken concerning him. If you read the Old Testament, you see so many references. I've showed you one at least. So many references to the fact that someone was going to come and die and will not be allowed to see corruption, but will come out of the dead. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the first. Jesus did resurrect from the dead. You see, we confess his resurrection. We believe in the fact that he came from the dead. When you read in Romans chapter 10, from verse 9 and verse 10, he mentions the fact that with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He says, if you confess that Jesus is Lord and that he came out of the grave, then you shall be born again. So if you're a believer, then it means that you believe in the fact that Jesus did rise from the dead. And he did. He did. In the days of Jesus, they tried to cover it up. They gave the soldiers who were keeping the tomb some money to say false things, to propagate false information concerning Jesus' resurrection. You see, but Jesus did not leave his resurrection without any form of doubt. It was emphatic. If you read in Matthew chapter 27 from verse 50, it's so interesting. He says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. This is when he died. He yielded up his ghost. You see, even though he was crucified, nobody could take away his life. Jesus himself said that no man can take away my life from me. He says, I lay my life down and I take it back up again. So he gave up the ghost. Look at this. He yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent into two from the top to the bottom. And the Bible says, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. Look at this. It says, the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. So Jesus came out of the grave with so many other people. He came out of the grave with all the saints that had died. Joseph came out of the grave. Joshua came out of the grave. Gideon and all those saints, David and all of them, came out of the grave on that day with him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they went into the holy city. So someone will be in Jerusalem. The holy city is Jerusalem. Someone will be farming, and all of a sudden, Joseph appears and says, all hail, resurrection has taken place. Isn't that amazing? Jesus did not leave his resurrection without any doubt. He showed he is the first fruits of the resurrection. You see, first fruits of the resurrection. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, okay, 1 Corinthians 15:20, the Bible says that, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. You see, he's risen from the dead and he has become the first fruit of them that slept. Hallelujah. And if you read from verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 3, it shows you even some more concerning Jesus and his resurrection. It says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas. You see, he was seen of Peter. Cephas is Peter. Then of the 12. That is the 12 disciples. Then it says, after that he was seen of about 500 brethren. At once, he appeared to 500 brethren, or 500 of the people were following him at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. Paul was one who was writing. He says, the greater part of them remain unto the time, as at the time he was writing. And he says, but some are falling asleep or dead. Then he says, after that he was seen of James, that is the Lord's brother, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. So people have seen him, and he does even appear to people every now and then, even in this day. So Jesus is alive. He died. We know that he died. History confirms that he died. But he didn't just remain in the grave. He rose from the grave. He came out of the grave. Hallelujah. And if he came out of the grave, then one day we shall also see all of our friends and our fathers and our brothers who have perished, who have died and died in the Lord. We shall see them one day. And one day, if you should die, you shall also come back out of the dead. Hallelujah. And live forever. Jesus has come out of the dead and he's living forever. He's living up to date. That is why every day I open this particular broadcast with the statement that Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because he's alive. He's alive up to date. That is our hope. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.